ये SBS उर्दू है। ऑस्ट्रेलियन ब्यूरो ऑफ स्टैटिस्टिक के हालिया आदाद शुमार के मुताबिक न्यू साउथ वेल्स की मुलाजमतों में खवातीन की तादाद में सबसे ज्यादा इजाफा देखने में आया है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया की किसी भी रियासत के मुकाबले में न्यू साउथ वेल्स में खवातीन अब वर्क फोर्स का बड़ा हिस्सा बन रही हैं। न्यू साउथ वेल्स की खवातीन के उमूर की वजीर टैनिया डेवियस का कहना है कि न्यू साउथ वेल्स में तकरीबन 77,000 नई मुलाजमतों पर खवातीन काम के लिए मुंतखब हुई हैं। न्यू साउथ वेल्स की मिनिस्टर फॉर वुमेन टैनिया डेवियस से बातचीत मैंने की है और ABS की इस हालिया रिपोर्ट की तफसीलात मालूम की हैं। मिनिस्टर फॉर वुमेन टैनिया डेवियस एंड वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द वर्कफोर्स डाइवर्सिटी स्पेशली इन न्यू साउथ वेल्स। मिनिस्टर, वेलकम टू SBS रेडियो उर्दू लैंग्वेज प्रोग्राम।
Thank you for inviting me to join with you.
Minister, can you please share with my audience about some information which recently been released by the ABS? How is reflecting the role of women in New South Wales workforce?
So the latest ABS data is showing that the number of females who are securing new jobs is significantly outpacing the rate in New South Wales compared to the rest of Australia, and that's as a result of a really strong Liberal National Coalition government that's driving really positive growth in the economy as well as infrastructure boom right across the state.
Majority of these jobs filled by women are full-time or part-time jobs?
Yes, no, the indication since 2015 is that 59% of all new jobs and 64% of new jobs for people over 54 years of age in New South Wales have gone to women. So these are a range of jobs, a part-time, full-time. But what it does, it's showing that women are able to get into the workforce, earn their own money, increase the income to their families, which gives families a chance to balance the cost of living and provide more opportunities for their families as well as children. So it's a fantastic result for thousands and thousands of families right across New South Wales.
Lots of migrants, especially settled in New South Wales. What is the situation in regional areas where migrant community generally reluctant to move in? Is women participation changing in regional workforce as well?
Look, absolutely. Some data that came out about 3 to 4 months ago showed that 70% of all the new jobs that were provided for in the regions and were taken up by women. So women are being given opportunities not just in the centre of Sydney or Newcastle, Wollongong, but right across New South Wales. And these women are actually taking up these opportunities. They are securing this employment for themselves, you know, to improve their own career and their own experience. But it also directly benefits families and the communities that they are a part of.
Of course, the increasing of the workforce, especially the females' participation into the job market, is a very encouraging news. But what government is doing to actually the women's safer work environment into their workplace?
So at the end of August this year, I released the first New South Wales government whole of government women's strategy to target three key areas. One is around employment and participation. Two, the areas of health and well-being, and three, the areas of participation and networking. That was based on an extensive amount of consultation that I undertook right across New South Wales. That strategy is now being implemented by action plans right across government. So we're looking at all areas of government, from encouraging mentorship, coaching, encouraging women to try and step into traditional male-dominated areas such as trades and the apprentices areas of construction, engineering, mathematics, and also encouraging more young girls to continue to study science and engineering, maths, right through universities and into high school tertiary education. But we're also encouraging women to nominate for awards. Oftentimes women just go about doing what they do best, their careers and looking after their own families and communities. They don't actually have the time or perhaps even the focus to stop and look around and highlight and celebrate the achievements of women. So we want to have a focus on making sure we recognise outstanding women who are achieving in various fields. So we're targeting to increase the nominations of women to receive Orders of Australia medals and awards. So the government is taking this strategy seriously. We are looking at a range of areas that we are going to target to really drive equality and equal participation in all the opportunities that are out there for our communities, for women and young girls.
Especially in the migrant community, women are a central figure inside the house to raise the children and take care of the family's members. As the Minister of New South Wales for Women, how your ministry ensures that women get flexi hours besides a safe work environment and still be able to progress to the senior roles?
So the New South Wales government is the largest employer in the state of New South Wales. We, as a government, employ about 10% of everyone that has a job in New South Wales. So the policies that we set, the targets that we set, it influences a substantial number of employees. And one of those targets is that we are wanting to see women in senior leadership roles occupy 50% of those roles. We have a target to achieve that by 2025. We are on track heading towards that by 2025. We also have a policy that will be implemented by the end of next year, 2019, that every role in government will be deemed flexible on the basis of if not, then why not. We accept that there are some jobs that can't be flexible, particularly those emergency service, frontline service delivery positions, such as an emergency department doctor. So we recognise that there are some professions that you need to be at work, but on the main, if a job can be delivered in a flexible way, whether that's starting work earlier or later to accommodate family commitments, whether that's working job share, whether it's working at home, we want to look at all ways and means of supporting our workforce, because we recognise that not only women, but men also need flexibility in terms of managing family commitments, perhaps caring for older parents, and also perhaps even conducting further studies to improve their career opportunities in the future. So we're a government that we're targeting a number of specific outcomes, and we've got plans and policies in place to facilitate us achieving those targets.
The last question is about the census data of 2016, which reflects that there are some communities, especially the migrant-dominated, women are preferring to stay at home. What is your ministry doing for the newly arrived migrant women who are willing to work to enter into the workforce as soon as possible?
There's a number of grant projects that we run, and the main one is called Investing in Women. This year, the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, boosted that grant, doubling it, to facilitate local communities, local groups, to encourage their local communities to support women. So whether that's doing some training for their local community, whether that's coaching or mentoring, giving women an opportunity to experience what it's like to do design or robotics, things such as that. We are investing in local community organisations, including migrant community organisations. We've facilitated workshops where it encourages women to come out of their homes and join together in local community settings or community halls to form a network, to begin to understand what services are available for them and how they can connect up with each other. So there is a lot of work that's happening at the grassroots right across our community, but as always, there's always more to do, and we really hope to be able to continue to serve, you know, the amazing people of New South Wales, including our migrant communities, which when they are supported, they give back so much to our Australian way of life. And we want to do all that we can to ensure that we support them with the needs that they have.
क्या आपको ये फीचर पसंद आया? अपने पसंदीदा पॉडकास्ट प्लेयर पर SBS उर्दू को सब्सक्राइब कीजिए।